This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even though it was a tad bit repetitive, nothing Chair Powell said today should have come as a surprise to anybody. As Neil pointed out, he was crystal clear that inflation's coming down if it is the last thing the central bank does.
2% is and will remain our inflation target.
And he pointed out that it's going to be challenging to know in real time when they get there. You know what else is going to be challenging? Actually getting there, driving inflation down to 2%, and not just the headline numbers either, which are right around 3% as we speak, but the core measurements too, inflation minus food and energy, which are still running even higher. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks at the struggle to squeeze those last few remaining percentage points out of inflation.
The Fed has been pretty successful fighting the inflation bulge that saw the consumer price index soar above 9% last summer. It's since shrunk back to just over 3%, but trimming down to 2% could be harder, as Noah Yosef at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions explains.
The way that I like to look at the Fed's mission of reducing inflation is akin to losing weight. When you first start out, there's plenty of room for improvement. But when you're finally close to reaching your goal, you know, the gains become harder to come by. And this is exactly what we're seeing with inflation.
In the beginning, what drove inflation was energy, commodity, and goods prices going up, says Nationwide economist Ben Ayers.
All in reaction to the COVID impacts and the supply chains.
Ayers says that's mostly under control now. What's still going up is housing and service prices.
Those are the parts that are harder to unwind quickly, and they would be what economists would call sticky.
Because they're dependent on having enough workers and paying them enough.
You can't produce several million new workers overnight. And the same thing with the housing sector. You can't just magically have a whole bunch of new homes. And so because of that, we see that these factors are going to take longer to slow.
And Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research says it's a bit of hubris to predict inflation's path right now.
No one predicted the extent to which inflation would rise and the rate at which it would fall. So anyone who tries to tell you with great confidence what the last percentage point looks like, we're really kind of shooting in the dark.
To return to our weight loss analogy, Fed Chair Powell is clear he'll make the economy diet and exercise to sweat out the last bits of inflation. Noah Yosef jokes Powell may wish for another way.
Yeah, maybe they could use some figurative Ozempic.
A fancy new drug to cure inflation? Keep wishing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.